B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Man, Celtics fans even more pissed off this morning after that Kyrie Instagram post yesterday. Hot 96.9. We are the Get Up Crew. Yeah, one of them being our very own Leroy. All right.
Please explain to me why you guys are so angry, because people leave all the time.
Okay. Leroy's more mad, so I'll go first. I'll leave the best for last on this one. Like, for me, it's... athletes leave all the time, okay? I've always been on the athlete's side when it comes to this. If you leave Boston and go somewhere else to get your money, get your money. Like,
hey,
I feel like the business uses you, so you go use them back and get whatever money you can. There's something about this one, and part of it is because he's going to New York. I'll be honest. I'm putting that out there. I mean, Bostonians, we don't like New Yorkers. I'm sorry. We don't. And you're not only leaving us to go to New York, but you're putting this out there on your Instagram page that this is where I've always wanted to be. This is, you know, whatever. Like, you know what? Don't sit here and when you sign with the Celtics, talk about how this has been your dream and this and that. And now all of a sudden you're saying this is what I've always wanted to do. Right. It just... I don't know. Something about the way he did it just really pissed me off. And the Instagram post yesterday pissed me off even more.
What was on the Instagram post?
It was him walking. I want to say it was the Brooklyn Bridge. And there's a Jay-Z track in the background playing. And he's basically
signed to Roc Nation.
Yeah, it's just a love letter to Brooklyn and how he always wanted to be here. And this was his dream. This was his purpose. And I'm like, man, for me, it was like just in life in general, I hate being lied to. I hate being manipulated.
And the fact that, not to cut you off, Leroy, but the fact that you're saying this is you've been his biggest supporter through all this. So the fact that even you turned on him is interesting to me.
I'm telling everybody to give this man a break, you know, hear him out. And what hurt was is that all this stuff didn't happen. He didn't, him ending up in Brooklyn, it just happened. And to see that he had a video already, like, professionally done, I was like, oh, my God. He knew all along.
You should have known, though. But back when they captured him and Kevin Durant having a conversation about where they're going to end up and this and that, like, we've been known this.
I got to be honest. It just triggers certain things within me. I've already said it. I hate being lied to. I hate being manipulated.
And so he lied to you.
He did. He lied to us all.
Which part? What do you think he lied to you about? You're saying he said he wanted to be here and
he didn't.
Yes.
So tell me what he said.
He said this is early in the season, before the season even started. They had like this, whatever. He's there. He gets on the mic and he talks about how Boston. He just, you know, there was a love letter to Boston.
Where he wants to be, and he'll re-sign here and this and that. Yep.
Maybe something happened. I'm just playing devil's advocate because I really don't care. But
what happened? Maybe something. Lie. That's what happened.
That's the thing is, and I don't think that he liked the way that he felt like he was treated by the media, especially. And all I'm saying is this: if you don't like the way the media treated you here, wait until he has 3 or 4 bad games in a row in New York. Like, wait till that happens. He's going to get eaten alive down there, and his boy's not even going to be playing this season. So good luck to you. Don't let the ass, what is it, the door hit you in the ass on the way out?
Right.
Something like that?
I need to be very honest, too, right now. Part of it is, it makes me look stupid.
There it is right there.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.